From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. A team of Missouri firefighters has rescued 316 people and 35 pets in Houston, according to their latest Facebook post. According to the Boone County Fire Protection District Facebook page, Missouri Task Force 1 arrived in Houston Monday morning. The team is currently assisting with rescue and evacuation efforts in response to flooding and heavy rainfall caused by Hurricane Harvey, which was downgraded to a tropical storm Friday. An additional 15 to 25 inches of rain are expected to fall this week in the Houston area, according to the National Weather Service. The Missouri Democratic Party is speaking out about healthcare in advance to President Trump's visit to Springfield tomorrow. MDP Chair Stephen Weber was joined by Democratic Representative Crystal Wade of Springfield, Sarah Unsicker of St. Louis County, and Greg Razor of Kansas City at a Springfield news conference to send the message that Trump needs to stop trying to take health care away from Missourians.
We want to be clear that the people of Missouri are against his harmful and hurtful health care cuts.
Weber pointed out that during Trump's campaign, he promised to protect Medicaid and expand health care for everyone. But he says the president broke that promise by pushing for a bill that guts health care for millions. A new political nonprofit based in Missouri is trying to push back against the involvement of big corporations in agriculture. But St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that reversing years of Big Ag's involvement in Missouri elections will be difficult.
The nonprofit is called Family Farm Action. Among other things, it wants more stringent regulations on large confined animal feeding operations. Former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell is leading the group.
So we've launched this organization so that it can have lend a voice to family farmers, rural communities at the state level, federal level, and also at the ballot box.
Large agricultural companies exert a lot of influence in Missouri politics and dole out plenty of campaign contributions. Family Farm Action can take unlimited donations to lobby politicians or support political candidates. Still, Putnam County cattle farmer Terry Spence says he's not expecting Maxwell's group to get rid of corporate influence.
It's going to be hard to challenge because they pretty much dictate, I think, to our state legislature, and they pretty much dictate to our Congress.
Republicans and Democrats have tended to side with the Missouri Farm Bureau, which doesn't support placing more regulations on large livestock operations. Republican State Representative Joe Don McGaw of Carroll County says Maxwell's nonprofit will have a tough time pushing back.
They want everybody to have, 10 cows and 15 hogs. We've gone away from that. We'll probably never go back to that.
Family Farm Action started up this month and hasn't yet funded candidates. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri may be opening its doors to families and students affected by Hurricane Harvey, according to an email sent Monday. The email, sent by Chancellor Alexander Cartwright and Provost Garnett Stokes, said families in need of temporary housing may contact Residential Life's guest housing. The email also encouraged students who may have been affected to communicate their situations to professors, utilize the Wellness Resource Center, and even contact financial aid offices to reassess their need. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.